Hello and welcome to the Ticket Newlywed Game. Applause, applause, applause. Okay, is everybody ready for some high-level platinum titanium fun? Yes. Okay, have any of you guys seen us play this before? Anybody had a previous ticket stock in which we played this? One guy. Thank you for returning year after year. Thank you for never getting a real life. All right, so what we do is we ask questions. Everybody's got their pens and...
No, I don't have a pen.
No, you don't have to have them over on this side. It's just on this side.
Okay.
So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask these guys a question.
I'm with you, Dan.
And I'm going to ask, for example, Mike. I would ask him a question about what would Corby answer.
I haven't talked to Mike all day, by the way.
Right. So you guys have stayed in separate parts of the convention center.
Right, except for the glory hole incident. Which we do. We have a green room back there.
I don't know what he's talking about.
The ticket glory hole.
I want me some glory hole.
Surprise. Just know and understand I was not the catcher.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway. So, Mike, I'll ask you a question.
All right.
You will write down that answer. You
yes,
don't
sir.
Say it out loud.
Yes,
okay?
Sir.
All of you guys will do the same. Dan, Norm, and George.
Oh. Yeah.
And then you write that answer down. Then we'll go down the line over here with Corby, Bob, Donovan, and Junior, and ask them what they think that you answered. Okay? Now, right. each question, correct answer, is worth 1 point. 1 point. And I'd like to bring out my Vanna White, ladies and gentlemen, Jake Z.
This is a pretty high-tech scoreboard.
Boy, really she not. Is
Look at Vanna White. Good
understand,
Lord.
Do you understand the amount of money that this radio station makes, and that's the best we can do right there?
An easel.
Kat had to run out to Office Depot and get our scoreboard.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yes,
Norm. Can I ask one question before we start?
Where am I?
Is a cardinal...
Do you have an extra pair of underwear? Quickly.
Is a cardinal a bird or an animal this year in the game?
We're not going through that again.
Oh, Lord.
We are the defending champs, I think, by the way.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I think he's right.
You guess
Morning
moose.
Musers. We still came back and won.
I don't think so.
All right, you ready for your first question? We need to start round one, okay?
All right, let's go.
Okay.
All right, here's the question. And nobody call out their answer out loud, okay?
Okay.
You guys ready to write?
Yeah.
No.
Question number one. What drop does your co-host hate the most? What drop does your co-host hate the most? Mm. We don't have any production value music. Huh.
This is the ticket.
Dun, dun,
would you want to play
Lord.
It?
Do I say my answer out loud? Dun,
dun, no, dun, Corby, you don't.
Do I think it out loud?
You don't think it out loud.
I'm going to think really hard over to you, Dan.
Cat, we don't have production value.
Oh,
there we go.
Now.
I hear it. There we go.
What do you hate?
What drop does your co-host hate the most? I need you to write something there, Mike.
I've written.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay. Dan is drawing a penis.
It's not fair because I have so many.
Mark.
You guys have your answers over here, correct?
I guess.
You better think it up quickly. George is just now taking up his pen.
That's
he has
I
no
got,
idea.
Right
he's got one little mark. Show everybody what you got so far, George.
That's a mark.
So he's got a good start.
That's the start of a letter.
Okay, start with me. I hate the drop.
The
one little mark. What do you have written down? The one little mark?
Yeah, I got that.
Mark. Are you gay?
All right. Giorgio, I'm about to have to ask you to put your pen down.
I possess a query.
That's not even an answer.
Well, what are you doing? Don't scratch
okay,
it out.
I got it. I got it.
What drop does your co-host hate the most?
Okay, I got it.
You got it. All right. We'll start with Mike Reiner. You have to answer. What do you think Corby hates the most?
Well, you asked me.
You asked him.
You're right. You've written it down, though, haven't you?
Yeah,
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
Talk to him.
Corby. Wait a minute.
Hey, Steve Harvey, get it
you
right.
You have to tell us. You have to tell us.
Dan hates?
Which drop.
I know the rules, Gordon.
That you hate the most.
Okay.
Right. There are many. There are so many. And I don't really know.
You have to choose one.
Oh, my God. Get on with it, novel.
I will say I went to TCU, that drop.
Okay. Mike, what's your answer?
I went to TCU.
I went to TCU. Whoa, wow. That is worth pretty 1 point.
One?
I have a question.
First round, team hardline.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Axe it.
It's any drop, right? It's not a drop that they said, that the, like Corby
right.
said.
Whatever your partner's going to say. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Whatever right. is your most hated drop.
Because I think they're cheating already.
No, he's cheating now because he's just saying, could it be any drop? It doesn't have to be something.
Totally. They're in code. They're in code.
All right, Dan, what drop did oh, my thing?
Hey, no, Steve no, no. Corby's Steve Harvey.
Favorite Donovan's.
Over here. Jeez.
Okay, Bob.
This is easy.
What drop does Dan think you hate the most?
Shave my balls.
No, I'm fine with that one.
For those listening on radio, that was not actually Bob talking.
Oh.
That was Corby.
Great impersonation
and
by...
And again, my balls are hairy.
Mm. Oh, wow. Come on.
Shave them.
Come on.
What I lost on top, I grew down below.
See, that was a better way to put it.
It's
you guys ever seen Dr. J?
Can I stick my tongue down your throat?
Okay, let's
see.
Oh,
wow, we got another version of it now.
Ooh.
Dan looks upset.
Dan does not look confident. What did you answer, Dan?
No, I didn't think he'd say that one. I thought you liked that one. I didn't think you'd like when this one is played.
I love BJ.
So are these things
he
that
likes
they would
like
say?
That.
Would you stop it?
What?
Stop it.
You are ridiculous.
All right, that's no points for bad radio. Now let's move on
to... So, Bob likes this one.
Let's move on to Norm and Donovan.
They make
Norm and
bazookies.
Donovan, I know you guys haven't worked together for very long.
We haven't.
So you may not know Norm as well as we know him, and he may not know you as well as everyone else has actually made an effort to know you, because I know Norm doesn't really care too much.
You know, he signed a book for me.
All right, what drop... Would Norm say, no, what drop do you hate the most?
Boy, I don't know. I guess I would say you've been hanging around those white people too damn long from Twig.
Oh,
I don't like right. that. That paints her in a bad light. She likes white people, white people.
She loves me, doesn't she?
No.
She does love
she doesn't.
You, dude.
That's great. Great. Damn. All right, Norm, what did you write down? Anything about gravy.
There's no drops about gravy. We're going to suck at this game.
Gosh, that's no points for Norm and Donovan.
That's All a right, hard one, though.
Now we get to you my got, co-host, George Reynolds. And Craig. I'm really, really rooting for you guys here.
Really?
Thank I have
you.
To tell you.
Really?
Thank you.
Okay, Junior, what drop do you hate the most?
Really?
God, maybe that one. I don't know. I really, there are a lot that Jared... plays that I hate, but the one that comes to mind, the first one to come to mind is the two, sounds like two high school girls saying, oh, seriously, so gross.
That's a bad one.
No, seriously, so gross.
Yeah.
I hate that one, too.
I hate that one.
You know which one I would have predicted?
What?
Is
that,
yeah, whatever.
From like way early ticket
that
days.
One forever.
Well, I know, but that was the most hated one in ticket history
yeah,
for
that's
us.
True.
Okay, George, I take it you did not get the correct answer.
I didn't. I said the real long fart drop. You know the one that's really gross?
Look at this.
The stepbrothers one?
Look at what a head injury it looks like George has had.
You made me panic right.
Oh,
like,
that's good, George. I can tell that you're writing an F now.
And I drew a picture up above it.
Gosh.
It's the real long fart
drop. You know,
she's finding it in a dumpster, dumpster behind a rehab facility.
You're right. I do hate that one. I just haven't heard it in so long.
Yeah, Jared's been good about not playing that
You know, I think this proves that Mike and I are the only ones that really like each
it's
other.
Well, so
question.
Far, so good.
It's
okay,
question.
After round one, we have the Hardline One.
What's
Bad
up?
Radio Norm and the Musers with
What's
nothing.
Up? What's up?
Let's move on to round two.
They're cheating. They're in code.
Round
so,
two.
So wait, was Jake's job to do that?
Yeah, right here.
He's up here.
This
to
is
do
Jake.
That.
This is all the countless hours of radio training.
All the internships.
Interned for 4 years.
All right.
Jake. Board up.
Jake, would you show a little more leg, please?
That's weird.
Okay.
That is weird.
All right, question number two. Now,
don't
this time, these guys
before.
Right?
I don't, understand,
we
the, I don't okay. understand the point thing. 1 point? That's it?
1 point.
And first round.
Make
it
man,
20.
Ours ought to be hey. 100.
Yeah. And here in the second round, these are also worth 1 point.
All right.
Correct answers right. worth 1 point. Right. Okay, here's the question.
Not 4 pointers, Jake.
Here's the question.
Okay.
Who is your partner's favorite musical artist? Who is your partner's favorite musical artist? Now, I think you guys will do well on this. Every show.
You know what?
I don't know about it.
First
us,
off,
Lord.
It's stupid for the morning show.
They're in code right
because
now.
Because they only like one band.
That's not true.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, good comeback.
Still ski on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, George could put Bird Dogs.
Yeah.
He thinks Craig's favorite band's the Bird Dogs. All right. Mike, you still haven't written anything yet.
I know he's thinking.
There are a lot of ways to go here.
Okay. Norm, you got your answer correct. You haven't written anything?
I'm locked in.
Okay, good. And, George, you've already written yours.
I have.
Young MC.
I was about to say, how racist will Norm get in this answer?
Any of that black music.
The Black, the Black Panthers. He loves them.
There's okay. No doubt he just wrote Spinderella down there.
Mike, have you written your answer?
Yeah. He's never heard of Spinderella.
Here we go. All right, Corby.
Until Normathon.
Well, I know that Mike went either Pearl Jam, Foo Fighters, My Morning Jacket, Neil Young.
You got to pick one, Corby.
Yeah, I
Wilco,
know.
Wilco, Mikey.
Mikey. I'm going to just play the chalk here and just say Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
Uh-oh.
Mike is giving him a go-to-hell look. This does not look good.
Did you put Neil Young?
The Dead.
No! Wow. Yeah! Yeah!
Another point for the Hardline.
What's up? What is up?
Wow.
That's all you talk about. Pearl Jam this.
These
Pearl
guys
Jam
are
that.
Dominating.
Pearl Jam is so, like,
now the
ass.
Hardline has 2 points. Nobody else has any points. Jake, can you confirm that the Hardline has 2 points?
Yeah. 2 points, none for anyone else.
Thank you so much, Jake. Okay, here we go. Bob, who is your favorite musical artist?
Dan doesn't Pit listen board. To anything I say, so he won't know this.
Jesus.
Mercy Me would be my first guess. U2. I would say U2 would be the winner.
Uh-oh.
But,
oh, no.
All right, Dan, let's take a look
There's
at what
no
you wrote.
There's no way he didn't say U2. That's exactly what I would have said.
Give Batty Radio!
Buno.
1 point for Bad Radio. Dan correctly identified U2
with Buno.
With Buno as their lead singer as his answer. Okay.
This ought to be good here.
Oh,
this will be wonderful.
At a change.
Four Tops.
Sammy Davis Jr.
I put Rosa Parks.
We talked about this not too long ago. I really hope he wrote down Prince.
Okay. Favorite musical artist is
we
Prince.
We talked about that.
Let's see what artist Norm thought was your favorite.
I thought it was the last one that comped the...
Salt
and pepper.
He put salt and pepper. Salt and pepper. That's no points for Norm and Donovan. Now we move on to the musers. Craig, do I have to even ask?
Just move on. Give him a freaking point.
You too.
He may not have gotten
it
right.
You too.
Look,
let's
Jake
take a look and
it.
See
Jake
what.
Wrote it.
Let's take a look and see what George wrote. Craig says you too. Let's see what George thought he would say.
You too, Banu.
YouTube Bon...
Not even fair.
Bone.
No, it's not. Anybody who wrote YouTube should have points.
That's an O? What are you talking about?
George is reusing his paper. Look at this.
Well, yeah.
He's recycling.
Well, we got
was it
five rounds.
Bone?
Okay, if someone just found this, seriously, found it in a dumpster, what would they think is happening? Why would someone take a poster board, write...
The long out, fart drop!
Scratch it out, and then go with YouTube. Parentheses Bono or Bone.
No, not that. No, you too.
Okay, that's correct.
Point?
That is an official
that's a point.
Point
for the Musers.
The Musers are on the board. Hardline after two rounds. We got the Hardline 2 points. Bad Radio with one. Anus. Norman D have zero, and the Musers have one. Okay, Kat, do we play another round here? Or do we go to break?
What are we doing here?
Keep
Kat?
Going. Okay, where am I, Kat? All right, here we go. Question three. Do we? We don't even switch.
Nope.
All right, here you go. Here's the question. Get ready to write, Michael. How would your partner complete the following sentence?
Oh, dear.
Anal.
What is your favorite sex act?
That's going to be it. All right, point for the Hardline.
Boy, the Hardline's good at this.
Like half a third grade class here. Come
That's
on.
All right. That's okay.
They learn
okay.
quick.
They learn about quick. It sooner yeah. or later.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Got to grow up sometime.
Yeah.
It's time. It's time. It's what you get.
Don't laugh at that, Don.
Okay. All right. How would your partner complete the following sentence? Our show would be perfect if we could just agree on blank. Our show would be perfect if we could just agree on blank. Dan, the first to go for the pen. Feels very confident.
Agree?
Norm looks like he is having symptoms of a stroke.
Hey, don't laugh at that. Might be true.
Mike is writing down his answer. George is scratching out fart again.
No.
Okay, boy, these guys are getting after it on these answers.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, look at that. Norm's answer is very long. Question again. How would your partner complete the following sentence? Our show would be perfect if we could just agree on blank. Okay, let's start with the hard line again. Corby, what do you think Mike said that you would say? Our show would be perfect if we could just agree on blank.
Man, I don't know. I would say it's something baseball, like the grind, the appreciation of the grind of baseball. Can I just say baseball?
Yes, you can say whatever
you
want.
If we could agree on baseball, Kat, will we accept that?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, okay, we accept it.
I want to say the grind of baseball, but I'll just
so
say baseball.
So if he puts anything baseball related, we count it?
Yes.
What if
All
he
right,
just draws
let's take a look
baseball.
At it. What'd you put, Mike? More college football and golf.
See, we were thinking on the right the path,
yeah,
though, yes.
We were.
Yes.
Right. You were thinking what he would say.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's supposed to say what you would say.
All right, that's no points for the hard line.
That was really close. We were really close.
Our midday show, noon to 3,
college
bad radio.
And golf.
All right, Dan, how would Bob complete the following sentence? Our show would be perfect if we could just agree on blank.
Same.
Whoa.
Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, Bob, yeah. Sorry.
What are you doing?
I shouldn't answer first. He asked me.
I did ask him.
He's disqualified. Fair. Disqualification.
That's
how?
True. You're kicked out.
He didn't say anything. Go ahead.
You're thrown out.
Oh, damn.
Oddly, we agree on so much.
Ball sack shaving.
The temperature of the studio?
Is that your answer? Your final answer?
What?
LeBron. I don't know.
Which one are you going to go with? We need a final answer, Bob.
It's what
could there
thinking?
Be two Twitching. More different answers?
More of the things.
Either LeBron or the temperature in the studio.
Yeah.
But again,
which one are you going with?
But I guess the temperature in the studio? I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like we agree on.
Bob's answer was the temperature in
the
studio.
We do. We are like a married couple. We'll passive aggressively walk by the thing, and I'll pump it up a couple. He'll pump it down. No, I went sports. Same thing that Bob would say. We would have a perfect show if we would just be having more soccer guests.
More soccer guests.
Yeah. So
just any of them.
Right. Always any soccer guests.
Okay.
The key to a great show. More soccer guests.
That's what research tells us.
All right.
We're here with
no
tattoo.
Points for bad radio. Hardline still leading with 2.
But we got close. Maybe
our,
a half a point.
Our daily tattoo segment.
Okay.
Hello,
Donovan.
Tattoo.
Donovan.
Sir.
Complete the following sentence. Your show would be perfect if you and Norm would just agree to blank.
If he would agree not to let his airplane seat back on a flight because that disrespects everyone sitting behind you.
That's your final answer.
That's my final answer. You want me to repeat it?
No,
I do not.
Boy, they hate each other. This is weird.
I was hoping Donnie would get a vibe on this. And I
like
failed.
A wee vibe.
And I failed.
Which color to
emphasize?
What does that mean?
Nothing has ever fallen more flat at tickets.
Yeah, Norm thought he's about to just hit a big with that one.
That was as silent as I've ever heard this
that
room.
I'm going to play the race card here.
Oh. Hey! That's cheating.
He didn't see it.
He did see
Such
it.
Such a scandal.
No, I didn't see it. What are you talking about?
These guys are jerks.
I need to go to bed. If he answers this correctly.
Okay, I didn't see it.
He didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
This is like the quiz show scandal.
It is.
I only got like halfway anyway.
No, you didn't.
Okay, that's 0 points for Norm and Donnie.
It's like 25-point font.
I didn't see anything.
He didn't see anything.
I promise.
Okay.
Okay, Junior.
How would your show be perfect? Your show would be perfect if we could just agree on what?
Sports.
What you right?
Sports!
Hell.
Sports! That is correct! A point for...
No!
No! Music.
No!
No!
Way.
No!
No way!
That is the worst...
What?
What? Jake!
Dude!
That counts!
No, it
doesn't!
All
right, we are tied up right now. Hardline, 2
no,
points.
No, we're not!
Hey, Amusers, Switzer, you just cheated on you. You didn't bother... You weren't bothered by that.
Bad Radio. Bad Radio has 1 point. Norm and Donnie have 0.
That is the...
All right, here is
this
your...
a travesty.
Man,
final question. And this will count for 5 points... Just 1 point. Okay, we're changing the rules here in mid-flight here.
I'm not good at playing games.
All right, here is get ready to write there,
good
Mike.
Good at cheating.
We should front
seriously.
Games.
Your final question. Well, we got to make it worth more than 1 point to give somebody a chance.
2 points.
Huh? Oh, we have another round. Okay.
7,419 points.
All right. Round one, question 5. Who will your partner say is the other ticket host he would least like to sit next to on a long flight?
Jeez.
Who will your partner say is
my
the other ticket
host
that he would least like to sit next to on a long flight? So it would be your partner sitting next to someone, not what your preference is. Who your partner say is the other ticket host who would least like
can
to sit next to on a flight?
Or?
Have you written, Mike?
No.
Oh, he's writing now. Dan's writing his answer.
Did you see how Norm turned that around to show Donovan?
Hey, whoa!
No, that's...
All right.
So much cheating going on.
Have your answer?
Got it.
Okay.
What does that even mean?
We'll start off with you, Corby, the hard line again.
No idea.
I'm going to say, so Mike knows that I like to sit in relative silence on the plane, and I don't want to talk, and I don't want to deal with anything.
Everybody's answer is going to be Norm, isn't it?
Sports related.
And mine can't be. Damn. That was going to be my answer.
Therefore, I will not want to talk to Norm.
That's great.
Let's see who Mike said. Norm! That is a point for bad rate. I mean, a hard line there.
Woo!
Sorry.
And you know what? We're really 4-for-4. You know that.
Yes, we are.
All right.
We're getting screwed here.
All right, Bob.
Now, I would be honored to sit next to Norm because we could talk draft and fantasy baseball. But
Dan
will say I would say Norm.
You know, this one was really difficult because Corby can
stand. What a nice way to get around that.
Corby can stand everybody.
I can. I love everyone.
Okay, you say Norm.
Dan will say I would say Norm. It's
and you
who would you
Norm.
Say?
I would say that Dan would say that I would say Norm.
All right, Dan.
I'm going to support Bob. He would love to talk draft and fantasy baseball and all that for 3 hours with Norm. But there is a reason he will say Norm. It's
Norm because of the toenail clipping.
Will you clip your toenails, Norm?
He did not really do that on a flight.
He's actually clipped his nails on a flight.
He has clipped nails on a flight in first class, no less.
Was it not toe though? Was it just your finger?
I think it was just fingers.
All right, I'll cross off toe. I'm sorry.
All right, well that is correct. You guys get a point for that. Bad Radio actually gets on the board there. Oh no, they already had one. Look at that, 2 points. For Bad Radio.
You too.
All right, now it's
Shut
time.
Up,
now it's time, Donovan,
feel a little threatened.
For you to be in an uncomfortable position.
This game is culturally biased like the SAT. Everybody can say Norm. I want to say Norm, and my answer's wrong.
Will Norm write me on this card?
And I can't say Norm. What?
I don't know. I bet there's a chance he might have done it.
No, but the question says I can't say Norm.
No, you can say Norm.
No.
Yeah.
What? You said it's other than.
Yeah, I said other than your partner.
Other
I
ticket
can't
yes.
say Norm.
Yeah, you can't say Norm.
Well, what?
No, no. See, I think other is questionable here.
Well, that's what the way they phrased
who
it.
Who will your partner say is the other ticket host he would least like to sit next to on a long flight? I think that's any host,
okay,
right?
Yeah,
right.
But I think they assumed that it wasn't.
Right.
So
I'm going to say.
That's why Norm played it.
That Norm. Okay, I'm going to. We have to get on the board, Norm. You said.
Dan.
All right, let's see what.
Sorry, Dan.
I love
now,
Dan.
Now,
I know.
I sit by Dan all the time, I and I love
now,
my fight.
Now.
But
now
Norm
find
hates
out
Dan.
Why Don not on Bad Radio?
Dan so much. Every day in the meeting, he's like, damn, Dan.
Well, that is a point
they can hate him.
For Norm and Donovan. They are now on the board. They have 1 point.
So far, the hard line with 3, bad radio with 2.
Look at that, Donovan.
And Norm with 1.
We've integrated the board.
And the Musers have 2, so they could tie the hard line if they get this one correct. Junior?
Any other black people in here?
Who will Giorgio say is the other ticket host you at least like to sit to sit next to in a long flight?
Kid,
Because of the constant farting, Norm.
All right.
Norm!
Wow.
Feet.
I'm sorry, Norm. I apologize.
I'm sorry, too,
Norm.
That is amazing. Okay.
Sorry
that
about Dan.
Completely.
Oh!
Dump that.
Oh!
What are you doing?
Dump that.
I got it. I got it.
God. Okay.
Corby's hammer.
What is going on?
My gosh. All right. Hardline, 3 points.
So
the Musers have 3 points. Bad radio with 2. Norm and Donovan bringing up the rear with 1 point. We'll be right back here at the Urban Convention Center with round
Adrian
2
Beltre dugout mic
of the Newlywed Game. Stay with us.
Good stuff, Corby.
My phone flew.
This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. The Newlywed Game, live from Texas Motor Speedway Ticket Stock. Our couples, the Musers, Norm and Dee, Bad Radio, and the Hardline. And here is your host, Gordon Keith, on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Fake laugh. Fake laugh. Fake laugh.
Welcome back to the Newlywed Game. I don't think the speakers are on out here, to be quite honest with you.
They don't care.
So, can you hear me yet?
Can you guys
there
hear
we
us?
Are. Hey, welcome back. Ticket Stock 2016. You're listening to the Newlywed Game. We're heading into round 2. Right now, we have the shows paired up, and we're asking intimate questions. See how well each partner knows their co-host. Okay. Now it's time to start round 2. The questions, correct answers, will be worth 1 point, same as they were in round 1. So far on the scoreboard.
Can we get like a touchdown?
I'm going to dime you out.
We're going to let Jake Z get some radio experience and tell us what the score is right now. Jake?
Thank you so much, Gordon. Much like with the ratings, the Musers and the Hardline are in the lead with 3. The other two shows pulling up the rear, 2 for Bad Radio, 1 for Norm and Donovan. I don't think we talked enough about Norm's answer of which color to emphasize. That's my commentary.
That is
on
an
round
odd phrase.
One.
I don't
know
what
really
that means, but
I have no idea what the hell
okay.
he's talking about.
Thank you so much, Jake Z.
Kind of like 10:30 every day.
Okay, round 2, question number 1. Now, this time we've actually switched the writing duties over to Corby and Bob and Donovan and Craig. They are going to be asked these questions first. They're going to write down their answers.
Duty.
Then we'll go to their respective partners. Question number 1.
Beer.
Who was the last guest you had on the show that your partner wanted on, but that you did not? Okay. Nobody started writing yet. Corby, Bob, Donovan, Greg. Who was the last guest that you had on the show that your partner wanted on, but that you did not?
So it's actually that we wanted on.
No.
No, I did.
You wanted it on.
Who was you did. Yes, Bob, who was the last guest that you both had on the show that Dan wanted on but that you did not want on? Does that make sense? I used proper names there. Corby, for you, it would be who was the last guest that you had on the show that Mike wanted on but that you did not?
That's a hard
Donovan,
one.
For you, it would
I
be...
I know!
Craig has not written anything yet.
I don't know.
This is hard because I never want guests.
I know.
We'll go back to Grego then or something.
Let's,
What?
At Gordon, not cool.
Gordon.
Can we just use this in the nebulous term of a guest that... that maybe he didn't want on that we had
what?
On?
What?
What?
You better write something, Corby. I'm about to go to Mike.
You're drunk, aren't you? No, I'm just...
All right, so here we go. It's time to go to your partners and find out if you guys wrote down the correct answers. Would you, Corby, tilt that back up?
Oh.
All right, Mike. Who was the last guest that you guys had on the show that you wanted on, but Corby did not?
Most of the time, we're in pretty firm agreeance on these things, and I don't like guests anyway.
So I'm going to say the former Ranger great Wayne Collison.
All right, Corby, did you write down?
I thought we would go opposite land, and I put John Wertheim.
John Wertheim.
Is that your guy?
Yeah. I thought we would play. I thought he may be in tune with my way of thinking. But
No. I had no objection to him.
All right, you guys stay at three points. So
it's too hard.
George. Now we go to Dan McDowell. Dan, who's the last guest that Bad Radio had on the show that you wanted on, but Bob did not?
The tennis writer.
This doesn't happen often. Years ago, before Breaking Bad, I do remember Bob didn't really want Bob Odenkirk on the show, and I pushed for it, so we had him. But it was so long ago, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to go more recent, and I'm not going to say he really denied it, but he had a tepid response when we were pitching this, and he kind of went along with it. Let me say the Texas Law Hawk, Brian Wilson.
The Texas Law Hawk.
Wow.
The Texas Law Hawk. Wow.
That is unbelievable.
That is correct. Put a point on the board for Bad Radio.
Check his phone to see if he texted that to Dan.
Look at this. Bad Radio now has three, which puts them tied with the Hardline and the Musers.
Reeling them in.
Really ahead of the Musers since they cheated on one.
Well, the Musers still can get a point here. All right. You ready, Norman?
Yes.
Who was the last guest that you guys had on the show that you wanted on, but that Donovan did not?
No.
The Deuce.
Who was the last guy you had on the show that your partner wanted on?
You wanted him on.
You wanted him on.
Your birthday.
But Donovan did not.
I was all ready for this answer.
The Goose.
Any black guy.
Well, you haven't written anything down, Norm, so you can change it to actually fit the question.
It's the guest that you wanted on that I didn't.
That he did not.
Pass.
The Deuce.
Oh, gosh, it could be any of them.
Twos.
That I wanted on.
Yeah.
That you didn't want on.
Any sort of pickle throwing champion? Anybody did anything? Any odd accomplishment?
Gipkino.
The Twos.
Mary.
I tell you, I can't hear you.
Mary.
Goose.
He pitches Mary every day.
The boys.
I had this flipped around. I was sure this
joining
was going to be Cinderella.
Is Mortimer.
I'll take the writer Ben Strauss.
Mortimer. The writer Ben Strauss.
That's who we just had on, right?
Yeah.
Bam!
The guy who wrote the book about the NCAA.
Called
indentured. Remind me too much of a rougher time for my people.
Yes!
That is acceptable.
That is it.
That gets you a point.
Boom!
Norman Donovan now have 2 points.
We'd have gotten it either way, Donovan.
That's right.
Okay, boy, this is a tough one here.
What if I would have come up with Wayne
Collison?
All right,
Junior has written down an answer. Giorgio.
Okay.
Who was the last guest that you had on the show that you wanted on, but that Junior did not?
I mean, the only time that we don't go through like Fernando is if it's something that I'm interested in that he's not, like Texas music or something like that. So I'll say Randy Rogers
was his guest. Yes, and I actually advised Junior that that's what answer I thought that he should put down.
Oh, well, that's not cheating, is it?
Well, this sounds weird.
What is going on?
I'm sure that's
because he's a muser. I didn't know.
Well, I had already written down my answer, so I didn't change it.
Well, what is it?
Yeah, we don't believe that. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's our host's mic is out.
Oh, imagine that.
No, I went with this because we disagree over this almost weekly.
David Moore.
We both love David. That's a joke.
I wasn't sure. So.
Oh, man.
Suja.
There we go.
All right, yes. David Moore was an incorrect answer. So.
And then we're going to hear
about
it from David.
This is getting to be a tight race here. We got Hardline, Bad Radio, and the Musers all tied at 3, and Norman Donovan with 2. Time for question number 2. What type of alcoholic drink does your co-host most enjoy? And we need to write quickly.
You're talking about
him? What type of alcoholic drink does your co-host most enjoy?
You are damn right I know this.
All right. We ready? We need to move it along. We're going to get through all these questions before
we have
Pat Green playing it around 7:15, 7:20.
Yes, just after 7 o'clock. Free concert tonight.
Yeah, so get to the Irving Convention Center. Get your wristband. Okay, Mike.
What type of
alcoholic drink do you enjoy most?
I like many different kinds, but I'll bet he puts down the Moscow Mule.
That's what he always orders.
Of course.
The Pear Mule.
Moscow.
Yes. Okay, that's it. That's right.
Thank you.
Give him a point.
Thank you very much, people.
How does Ryan drink the Moscow Mule?
Cheer for the mule.
Like a T-Rex. What type of alcoholic drink do you enjoy most, Dan McDowell?
So,
I prefer something grown from the earth, natural, but if I have to drink alcohol, it'll be just a simple Budweiser beer.
Beer is, you put a question mark.
Yeah, it works.
And
it says
put,
beer.
Parenthetically, he drinks even less than me, which is odd.
That's crazy. True.
All right, that's a point for Bad Radio. Wow. Okay. Hardline of Bad Radio with 4 points. Now it's time for Norm and Donovan. Norm, what type of alcoholic drink do you enjoy the most?
Pornhub. Red wine and specific Merlot.
Pornhub.
Okay. Merlot or red wine? Donovan?
I put wine underneath. I put Cab Sav. That counts, though. Wine.
Ooh. Ooh.
He said wine. He said wine.
If you had stuck with wine, I would have given it to you. But
tried
you put,
to get cute with your upper name. Yeah.
It's a negative,
put
negative.
Beer in a question mark.
Well, yeah, but it still says beer.
Yeah, that's to
it
be funny.
It says wine.
You got specific with Cabernet Sauvignon.
Culturally biased.
Count it.
All right. We have to go to... We have to go to Catman. Catman says it counts.
Yeah, you said, dang right,
you get a point.
Man.
He's just worried about getting sued.
You know I would sue your ass, too.
Norm said purple drink.
purple drink. I call it wine. You could call it purple drink. Okay, so Norm and Donovan now have 3 points. Yep. Okay, Giorgio, what type of alcoholic beverage do you enjoy the most?
I would say beer.
Beer.
Burra.
Boom. Beer.
Burra. The Musers get a point, so that makes Hardline, Bad Radio, and the Musers all have 4 points. Norm and Donnie have 3.
By the way, again, ours took thought. Theirs is just cheap beer,
next question.
Wine, beer, wine.
What will your partner say your last on-air fight was about? What will your partner say is the last was your last on-air fight about?
Not disagreement, but like real fight.
Fight. Funny fight?
It just says fight. Do you interpret it how you...
Any Musers fight is funny.
Not as funny as Bad Radio, baby.
Hey, can this be funny? I don't understand fight.
It just says fight. What would you say your last fight is about? Not your funniest fight or your biggest fight.
Well, maybe don't let him eat the napkin.
See, that's funny. Our fights aren't that funny.
You finished there, Craig? Bob?
Yes, thank you for asking.
Bob? Corby's still writing. Donovan's still scratching.
Is this on air?
Doesn't say that. It just said, what will your partner say your last... Yeah, it does say on air fight. Okay. Mike. Oh. Corby, stop writing. Mike, what would you say you and Corby's last on air fight was about?
That actress, I can't think of her name right now. But he and Danny were just going on and on about how hot she was and how they could have her and everything. And I got to the point where I just went to break. What was her name?
Corby?
Got a bake. I don't know what you're talking about.
Got a bake.
Oh.
You're talking about Megan
Fox?
That was
a dream I had.
I just said generic Celine Dion in the hockey sweater.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. That's...
I don't think we've ever...
That is not a point
was
for
never a sticky
Corby, was
point.
The
a,
hard
was,
line.
Was that a sweater you tried to knit there?
Yeah, Corby.
What's that look like?
Answer, Norm.
No, right. Oh, no.
Or
no,
you crossed
sorry.
That other answer.
Yeah,
we go to the team that is the king of on-air fights, Bad Radio, Dan. What would you say your last on-air fight was about?
The thing is, we never disagree on the air, so it's hard to think of anything. So I will go to the one I can remember is the moron dog. That's the only one I can
That
remember.
Was the last fight that you guys had.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Moron dog.
I mean, we do have the
50 cents thing.
The historians of Bad Radio fights all here, but I was going to say we sort of fought about the booing and the airball chanting and the wussification of America.
All right.
Okay. That
was sort of a fight.
Does
right?
not count. No points for Bad Radio for that. All right, Norm. What do you think your last on-air fight with Donovan was about? Have you guys even had one yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
As far as Norm's concerned.
I disagree with some legislation passed in 63. And,
last thing. There was a bus.
Last
start
thing
there.
I disagreed on is the positioning of the airline seat.
Ooh, positioning of the airline seat. It's already come up once in the Newlywed Game.
I know.
Let's see what Donovan wrote.
I said we haven't had one because newlyweds are still in love after 5 months.
Okay. Sweet, guys.
You brought up the airline, you idiot.
It's not a fight, though. It was just a little...
Interpreting your relationship differently here.
I know. You know what? I'm sleeping on the couch tonight.
No points and you're for Norman Donovan.
And you're not putting the couch back, man.
Oh, I thought you were going to say putting out. Man, I'm not doing that either.
Forget it, man. Hey, don't worry about it, bro. Okay. Don't sweat it, man.
Just chill, man.
All right. All right, last one here, Giorgio. This is the final question here.
Yeah, I would say we haven't had one on the air, a bad one in a long time. I would have to say the day Wade Phillips got fired.
God!
The day Wade Phillips got fired.
So long ago.
And, you know, it has been that long because Bad Radio's desperate for another one. And the only one they have to play is the Wade Phillips.
Yes! Look at that! Boom! All right. Take a point away for the cheating.
Okay.
Why? We're not cheating.
Yeah, I wish I had your
sports
job.
Sports! Well, what does that mean?
Okay.
Maybe work up a fake Wade.
I've had
all right,
it
so
you.
The update on the total here is Hardline with 4 points, Bad Radio with 4 points, Norman Donovan with 3, and the Musers have 5. But fortunately for all the other shows other than the Musers, this final bonus round question is worth 5 points.
All right.
Ooh, this is it.
So is this the final question of the entire Newlywed Game?
The final question of the entire Newlywed Game.
In other words, there will not be another question?
There will not be another question.
All right. What's the question after this one?
It's a good question.
Oh, this is a good one, too. All right. Here it is. You guys ready to write?
Anal.
Stop it, Corby.
What would your co-host say is their best feature?
So what I would say.
Yes.
What do you think he would say about himself.
Yes.
Okay.
What would your best feature?
I say is my best
How feature. Complicated is this?
Well, yes. The last time it really got strange.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yes, what do you think your best feature is, Norm? That's the question.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, has everybody written it down? Donovan is just looking at me like...
How long do I have to think about it?
We only have 4 more minutes, so...
Come on, Corby's Dan, buddy, don't let me down.
Bob has finished his answer. Craig is starting to write. Donovan has written his answer. Okay, here we go. This is worth 5 points. 5 points,
physical
Mike.
Feature?
It just says
just
best feature.
Down.
It just says best feature.
Jeez.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
All right, Mike.
Wait, Corby has written. Go? Have you written?
He's written.
I writ.
Did you
Mike? Mike, what is your best feature?
Still says anal.
Bob?
Stop it, Bob.
Jeez.
What are you doing?
Well,
knowledge of baseball.
Knowledge of baseball was Mike's answer. That's what he puts on his Tinder profile.
You like three
Tremendous
things.
Tremendous knowledge of baseball.
You like three things. What are they?
Baseball.
Boobs,
yes.
Dinosaurs.
Yes.
And my penis.
I wrote wiener, penis, dong.
So they got that wrong.
That is incorrect. Oh, that puts the hard line out of it. They have lost. Okay, Bad Radio.
I thought it was physical. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, baseball isn't a feature, is it?
An early great start.
Well, he said it could be anything.
He said knowledge of baseball.
He said it could be anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Dan, what is your best feature?
Next That's year at Ticket Stock, I'm going to say my guns because I'm lifting my weight every other day for the whole year. But this year, I will say, This year it's going to be my hair.
Good.
Is it guns? Damn. Yeah. I'm not ready to unleash them yet.
You had the correct answer, you changed it.
He tried to cheat it for you.
No, you're right. 0 points for Bad Radio on that question.
Sorry.
Right, so put on a gun show right now.
The hard line
Next year,
4 points. Bad Radio ends it with 4 points. Norman Donovan still have a chance to win this thing.
This could be the most epic comeback in the world.
If they get this correct.
Come on, Norm.
All right, Norm, what is your best feature?
I know what...
No, it's what Donovan thinks I'm going to say is my best feature, right?
If you want to get technical, yes.
Is a cardinal a bird or...
It's penis, pal.
Nose.
Take a look.
My nose.
Nose. Oh, no. Donovan, what did you put down?
He was saying mustache.
Darn. It was mustache.
Why did you not say nose?
Because that's not his best feature. Look at it. Jeez. Let's be honest around here.
All right. Although the Musers have already won the Newlywed Game.
Three-time champions.
Oh, this is crap. You should be tied right now because you cheated.
Giorgio.
We'll just put it out of reach right here.
Giorgio, what is your best feature?
I don't know. I would say...
How about your ability to ski on the weekend?
I thought about that.
Still ski on the weekend.
Despite the fact that
How
that
about
drop
your ability
is,
to not change your haircut?
I thought about hair, but the fact that that is played every 5 minutes, Junior's always complimentary of my voice, so I'll say voice.
Oh, wow.
And so hot repeat.
Yeah.
So hot.
You do
Junior
have a...
would say my voice.
Yeah. That is the cockiest... Surely he'll say my beautiful voice.
Voice.
And I, you're right. I was complimenting your singing voice yesterday, and your singing and speaking voice is beautiful, but I thought it was your hair.
Dang it. I should have said
All right. So no point for the Musers on that, but they still
No, they
win.
Didn't. No.
Really
not.
No.
Musers.
Three-time champions.
Never.
Three.
No.
The Morning Musers.
No.
Glorious once again.
No.
No. Never. 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 No.
Never.
Thank you. Thanks, Kat.
We'd like to thank you all for coming out to Ticket Stock 2016. Pat Green. Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
They turned it off?
No, you're on.
I'm on.
Now you're off.
Pat Green coming up here in just a few minutes. What are we at, 7:20, somewhere around there? Pat Green's going to take the stage.
Go to hell.
A free concert here at the Irving Convention Center. All you have to do is get a wristband, show up here. Do we still have wristbands? I'm not sure if we still have. If there's a few more.
We got
wristbands.
All right,
that's good.
So come on down.
All right, so come on down for Pat Green. We'd like to thank Texas Motor Speedway for sponsoring Ticket Stock 2016. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts as well. Our beer sponsor was Bud Light. And Deep Ellum Brewery, we had autographs by T.O. Owens. Oh, sorry, I need to get in this picture. And I have headphones on. This looks really silly. Sorry. I'm still in the air. Oh, I'm still in the air. Jeez. All right, I'm going to duck out of this. Nobody wants my picture anyway.
Four, three,
and we're done.
Two,
thank you to the P1s.
And you're done.
Shut it down.